And we're back. Welcome back to
Drunken Dueling.
And we're in our five-color feature. Who have we got this time?
Red versus blue!
Red versus blue?
I've heard didn't they make a show about that?
I think so. Well, we are anyway.
But that was in a different thing, so whatever. It doesn't matter. That's
that was
not
video
the same.
Games, wasn't it?
Wait, yeah, it was video games.
Red versus blue.
Something about some blue. Sort of gulch. I don't know.
PvP?
Glitter gulch? No. It was something different. No, that's something else.
All right.
That's enough.
The boys are still drinking Dark Matter. We got ourselves a nice big, what are those, growlers?
Yeah.
So almost
two liters of beer.
Yeah.
We got a coin Dark Matter.
We got a couple more to go. So, beer's end game.
Head to head, blue versus red.
How about we do a little cut there and see who's going to be going first, red or blue? Let's check those bottom cards and or land, I guess.
Well, I mean, a land card's still,
it's still
a
card.
No way, really?
Two?
What?
One.
Yeah, I guess so.
Looks like blue's first.
Blue is first.
Blue is first.
He'll draw his seven.
Be interesting to see what a pure blue deck can do.
As we flip over to blue, we're getting to see that he's got some old school
land. Yeah, that's like
wow.
94 land kind of.
Look
deal.
At that.
Yeah.
95 maybe.
Yeah. No mulligan over there.
Nope.
I'm going to go over to red and see what red's doing.
Red's
trying
looking,
to figure out what he's
looking
doing.
Okay. I don't know. He's confused.
He
oh, he's going.
Oh, he's going all disco.
Oh,
I feel.
He's gone sideways. It's the 70s.
Yeah.
Disco stew.
How do you do?
Blue starts out with an island.
There
are
it
you,
is.
Are you done?
The island is there.
And that's it.
Oh.
And we check for him, and it looks like. Correct. He could not cast another spell.
I don't see any back there.
They don't trust you, apparently.
There's the
well, top. You just we want to be sure.
Well, except for that one and that one, but why would he cast?
We
this
got
spell?
A mountain. And
well,
that's
I mean,
red.
You know. And that's
blue.
Yeah, that's correct. Red could not cast a spell. Over to blue on their pickup.
Not even those sideways spells. Apparently,
there's okay. That 1970s land.
Wow.
Hey, come on. Commenting on his and not mine.
Yeah, you're
well,
yours,
is, yeah, yours is more, you
his
know,
his is definitely a little
no
older.
1970s.
Have you looked at that island? It looks like it's from the 70s.
Yeah. Is it Gilligan's Island?
Maybe. I could see, you know, Bond on there, you know, some sort of secret base in the island or something.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah.
Is that another land you drew?
There it is.
All right, there
that's
it is.
Second mountain down in the battlefield.
Go ahead.
That looks
with
like
a pass, this is a very uneventful beginning of the game here.
Yeah.
Keep in mind, gentlemen, you only have 25 minutes before you have to do a shot
of the Kraken.
Yeah, which is appropriate for the blue deck over there. I mean,
yeah.
Oh, three mana, and
whoa,
comes...
what do we got?
Oh, I missed
it. I missed it too. What's it called?
It's the Streambed Aquedets. Aquedets.
Merfolk.
Merfolk Scout. You can tap it to give a Merfolk creature +1/+1 an island walk. Or you can tap it to make a target land an island until the end of turn.
Oh,
cool. That's pretty
giving nice. Somebody island walk.
You
useful.
Too.
You can't do both, though, can you?
No,
no
one
but
other.
Other creatures that have island walk
yes.
In his deck,
yeah.
Possibly.
That's right.
Could island walk.
Nice.
Are you done, sir?
Right now it's a 2/3 creature.
Are you done?
Yes, go ahead.
Yes.
We're looking around. Is there anything else? Ooh, wait a minute.
Do we have a...
I don't know. Red
ooh.
Will have to find a...
I feel like I saw something in there that might be
dangerous.
Useful.
Oh,
dangerous.
Useful. I mean, obviously, all of it could be useful, but
what's he gonna do?
Well, I mean, I think the big question
oh,
is,
he's reaching
what
is for
Red
it.
Gonna
he's
do?
Gonna do it.
He's
oh.
Gonna do it. Here
oh.
It comes.
He taps all of his mana and
put out the Goblin Warrior, Krenko's Enforcer. He's intimidate, so can't be blocked except by artifact creatures and or creatures that share a color with it. So you cannot block him.
What is he?
He's a 2/2.
Nice.
2/2 unblockable.
This is going to be a quick game as both sides can just pass through defenses.
Pretty much.
And lay the beat down.
Yeah.
All right. Back up.
Seems like...
All right. I'll attack.
Okay.
Oh.
2/3.
Interesting.
I will take 2 points.
Oh, and the drink is there.
Red.
Let's go to
red
the overhead.
Is first to drink.
Izzy's.
Last yep. Game, last game, last game. Green was first to drink,
drink
and they did lose.
There's no need to rush that beer down. It's later when you take huge gobs of damage, you gotta gulp the stuff down. There we go. The empty glass.
Oh.
Second screen dead.
Oh, wow.
Nice. Oh, and remember how I said Island Walk could be useful? Yeah. Well, now it's useful.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, do you see what I see?
Do you see what I see? Oh, yes, I do. yes, I do.
You want to see it? The other commentator hasn't seen it yet.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's good.
That is good.
Actually, I'm seeing that on the blue side there. That middle card is really nasty. And it's...
Yeah, that's an ugly picture.
No, I know that card. It's nasty. When that hits the board, it'll be fun to explain it.
Nice.
What's red got going on?
Playing Dragon Mantle, enchant creature. When Dragon Mantle enters the battlefield, draw a card. Enchanted creature has spend red mana. This creature gets +1/+0 until end of turn.
That is an old, old school card. That's been around for a long, long time.
Used to be called fire breathing.
It's +1/+1, isn't it?
No, it's +1/+0.
+1/+0.
Oh, that's fire breathing.
Yeah, it's fire breathing.
Fire breathing is +1/+1?
+1/+0.
+1/+0, yeah. Yeah. They just changed the name of it, but it's the same card.
Yeah, I thought we could have 8 in your deck.
Ouch.
I was wondering if he'd done that. There we go. Forehand. One tapped. One creature.
Is he going to cast anything else? What's he got hiding in there?
I don't know. Is he going to come back over the top of the creature with the fire breathing?
We'll destroy.
Ooh, what's that?
Whoa.
What does that do?
Exquisite Firecraft. Deals 4 damage to target creature or player. So there's a spell mastery component as well, but I cannot use it.
All right. So...
So let's destroy that one right there.
Oh, he goes for the creature.
Yep. I don't want island walk and islands and all that fun stuff.
Now the question is he going to attack with his new fire breather?
I'm surprised Blue didn't wait on his turn and just keep turning his mountains into islands.
is it to deny him mana? Is it permanent or is it just till the end of the turn?
No, it's just till the end of the turn.
But it would be blue until the end of
Take
turn.
Two.
That's
Take
true.
Two.
But he can still use it as colorless.
But he'd be able to do things like before that creature died, he could have turned one of those mountains into an island and he couldn't have used it to pump it up.
So it's now 18-18.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
Blue is 18. Red is 18.
Oh, my goodness. Who's in charge of this thing?
Life update. Life update.
Sorry.
Error.
New playthings, but,
yeah.
Hey, it's only the second game.
Goodness.
Blue's concentrating, looking at his cards, wondering where all his islands went.
What is he going to do?
I don't know why he's looking. He only put 3 in the deck, so.
Yeah, I know. They're all there. He locked out and got them all right now.
I know. It's pretty awesome. But that horrible, scary card isn't out yet.
I know, but...
He's thinking real hard.
Here we go.
That's not what I expected.
Wall of Frost, 07.
Whoa, good defender.
That is a good defender. I take another 2.
Take 2.
Take All 2, right. And red down is to down 16. To 16.
I believe that Wall of Frost, though, if it blocks a creature, it doesn't untap. Times.
Did you?
I'm pretty sure I tapped 3 times.
Twice.
Yeah.
Yes.
He did attack you once, though. So there have been 3 attacks.
And what happens if you block with the Wall of Frost?
Not really an issue at the moment, but if I do block, the creature will not untap during the next turn.
Yeah. Nice. That's nasty.
Yeah. Freezing it. Solid.
If you do block?
Yeah.
But it doesn't matter against this monster.
Exactly.
Can't block that monster.
Let's destroy an island.
Oof.
Ooh.
Ow.
Oh, Blue's all like, what the hell is going on?
So it's a boom or bust, so I could either destroy one or all. I don't really want to destroy my lands right now, though.
So you boom them?
I boomed them.
You drop one island?
Yep.
Okay.
He did.
Now he's down to
how much? He's got 2 mana, and the attack comes.
Oh, the attack comes. He's got 2 there.
Yep.
that 2 points again?
Yep. So it's 16-16.
16-16.
He's not going to spend the mana.
Wow, I thought he would pump it up there and fire breathe on him. Or
yeah, it would have made him drink again.
Maybe sitting on it.
Being
instant.
Nice?
You know what it is? He wants to do the shot. He's going for the 25-minute mark.
Nice.
Slow this game down.
I need my
shot around.
Yeah.
Apparently.
Play an island.
Hey, you found that third island again.
Have an island, lose an island.
Just in case there is an instant kicking around out there.
Oh,
there it is.
Oh, what's
better
that?
Read that one.
That was the middle
what's
one.
What?
Great Glass Spinner, 2/2 creature. While it's in play, if you want to target one of my creatures, it costs an extra 2 colorless.
If I want to what?
If you want to target one of my creatures,
yeah,
it costs an extra two colorless.
Okay.
That is grim.
Yeah,
that's pretty handy.
And that 2 points coming over the
tape.
Oh, that's another beer.
Red is now down to 14.
You done?
Done.
You know, I kind of feel like they're having a bit of a slap fight right now.
Two to me.
Is that another island or mountains? That's 2, 4, 6 mountains.
Oh, that could be something big.
2.
What's he got hiding in
3,
that bar?
4, 5. Is it 5? It's 5.
Oh.
What's 5 mana there?
I feel like I know what's going to happen.
I think that creature at the end's coming out.
You think so?
Yeah.
Maybe.
No.
Nope.
That's what I think he's going to do.
Another island.
Oh.
Yeah. Just stall him out.
Denial, eh?
Oh.
And I'll come at you again for 2.
What did he hit that island with? What was the card?
What's it called?
Oh, sorry. Called Vandalize. Choose one or both. Destroy target artifact or destroy target land. But there's no artifacts out there. So.
Nice. So you vandalized his island.
Yeah.
What's my health?
Damn spray painter.
It sounds so dirty when you say it like that.
I'm going to vandalize your island.
Just
you might as well just get
up,
rid
right?
of it. It's,
yeah.
it's, you know.
Just tagged it up.
Covered in litter and spray paint and, you know.
Let's pass.
That's your turn, yeah.
Not worth vacationing there anymore.
Definitely not.
And without tourists, how's he going to put his creatures out?
What do you pick up? There it is. Ooh, that's a good one. I like that card. Unfortunately,
he's never gonna
it's
be
not
to
as effective right now as it could have been in the future.
Well, have an island.
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
He's done it.
What did he do?
He's turned a mountain into an island.
I'll just put it on the bottom.
Permanent island walk is there.
All right, and 4 points of damage.
Okay.
No, you don't drink yet.
No, I'm still working on the same one.
Oh, you're still working. Wow. What's going on here?
So
slowpokes.
Red is down to
10.
10.
Done.
10-14, is that right?
But
and remember,
you know,
folks,
honestly, Red hasn't put out any creatures, and it's kind of getting down to the wire now. What's he gonna do?
And of course, folks, we completely recommend you follow Red's example and drink responsibly.
Well, obviously.
Did you put out another land there?
No, I did not.
So are we currently at 16 to 10?
Yeah.
Yep.
No, 14 to 10.
10.
14 to 10.
Yeah.
Thought I missed something in there.
Yeah. 14 to 10.
Those numbers sure are handy up there, aren't they?
Yeah. Something's coming out. Tapping. 5 mana. What do we have here?
Oh, that was the creature at the end.
Stone Shock Giant.
Ah,
so he's a 5/4, and he has monstrosity 3. If I got another 6 and 2, so 8 mana.
Expensive.
Was monstrosity?
If this creature isn't monstrous, put 3+1/+1 counters on it, and it becomes monstrous.
That's it. It just goes from 6/6 to 9/9.
Yeah.
Okay.
What does it do?
Wait,
anything
5/4.
Else?
5/4.
It's 5/4 to 8.
Does it do anything else? In the
when Stone Shock Giant becomes monstrous, creatures without flying your opponent's control can't block this turn.
Oh.
Ground-based creatures
cannot block.
For the turn.
Yeah.
So it comes across.
And would hit you.
Yeah. Or kill is
very hard.
Flying, dude.
All right. Well, you got to stack them out.
And
for 3.
So we're down to
11.
10 for
yep.
red and 11 for blue.
Yeah, it's a tight game.
It's, yeah. Slaps shot
are
for
getting,
shot.
Slaps are getting a little harder now.
Yeah.
See, Black, that's how it's done, right? You're on this fucking building rats.
What? Well, I'm sorry.
Get
I
out of
beat
the graveyard
you.
And sewer, buddy. Okay.
I don't know. He seemed to be pretty effective with that rat.
Yeah,
well, I gave green typhoid. What do you do when you get
Whoa,
typhoid?
What just happened there?
Oh,
giving Wald Frost evanescent intellect, which means for one blue, one colorless, you can tap the creature and you discard three cards off your deck.
Okay.
Oh,
off my deck.
Okay. Off the library?
Not the hand.
Though. Off your library.
Okay.
Wow, that's
sure.
not okay.
No. Go ahead.
All right.
Unlike previously, we are not exiling or giving cards away this time. So
Dude.
That fun game we had way back when, where the deck was burned and sent out.
That's the most watched video we have, actually. Is
the exile deck?
Is the murder of Satyr Surge and... was it Felwind and Satyr Surge?
I cast Magnet.
Yeah, that was a great. That
I
was a
cast
great game.
Magmatic Chasm. Creatures without flying can't block this turn.
Oof. Oh.
Ow. Alright.
I'm coming at you with my 5/4, and my 2/2 is now a 6/2.
Oh. That
11.
Will do
That's
it.
11. Can't block. You don't have any flying?
He has flying.
Oh.
I do have flying. So he became monstrous this turn?
No.
Nope.
No.
He just
no,
cast
I just
the spell
cast
that gave it
to make them
the same thing.
To do the same thing.
Oh, okay.
So I still have that in my sleeve.
Yeah.
All right, fair enough. So I have to block.
Which one's currently bigger?
Well, I
can't,
block
that one.
Can't block that one.
So block the 5/4.
All right.
So he takes 6.
Take 6, bringing blue down to 5.
Which means he drinks.
Yeah.
Just one.
Just one.
Just one for now.
Your turn.
Pretty soon he'll be cracking the 5, and if he hits the 0, that's 2.
Oh, I'll be hitting 0.
I love the confidence there. You will not stop me from hitting 0.
Unless he kills that creature.
I'll be in the bottom.
Unless he can somehow do 10
yeah.
right now.
Bottom of the sea?
Going down.
Sleeping with the fishes,
yeah.
See?
So the best part is that the player playing blue right now didn't make his deck.
Yeah,
I made his deck. And he's reading the cards going, what the hell was that fucking guy thinking? Did I just pull this 1/1? This thing does
Honestly,
nothing. Why is this in my deck?
He took the biggest risk. It was an untested deck, too.
Hey, you know, he took the risk. He came to drink. He didn't go for date night.
That's true.
No date night.
I'm going to attack.
Don't knock the camera.
What do you have left?
Oh, it's me.
I'm going to
wobbly, wobbly, wobbly.
Cast an instant.
Oh.
Oh no.
For 5 points.
At who?
Him.
Killing him.
Oh. What is the instant? Read that one.
Volgatic Geyser deals X damage to target creature or player.
Oh, that's how much? 5.
Yep.
Instant. Discard 3 cards.
And he dies anyways.
I figured, you know, he done his job.
Takes
game.
5. Bam, that's it.
That
beers.
Is it. Thank you for joining us.
Slow down.
Oh,
let's
what?
Watch the beer drinking.
Oh, there's still beer drinking going on.
The public
oh,
needs
sorry.
To know that the beers are drank by
the best part
blue.
Is he's having to drink 3 back-to-back.
That's true.
Two.
And Red finishes 10-0. Pretty good. You got him halfway down.
Oh
though.
Yeah, enjoy that. That the remnants of that dark matter. It's tasty beverage, except for when you have to gulp it.
Yeah, I'm waiting. I'm just waiting for one of these games to hit 25
there
minutes
we
to
go.
Watch him have to do that shot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well. Thanks for joining us.
In red versus blue, a little different than you've probably played before.
Well,
yeah.
No
another episode of Drunken Dueling. Yeah.
In the next match, it's going to be white versus either green or black. We'll find out.
Tune
in
next
time.
Good versus evil or nature versus good?
Next on Drunken Dueling.